Before the Supreme Court today, man, I wish we had time to really dig into this. We don't, but I just want to throw it out there just because it's a fascinating free speech case. If you're following this, it has to do with a 14-year-old girl who was a cheerleader who essentially was relegated to, instead of cheering for varsity, was told that she had to be on the JV squad, and she wasn't happy. So on Snapchat one day, on a weekend, if I understand correctly, away from school, she basically posted a photo of herself with her middle finger raised, 14 years old, and then proceeded to F-bomb, F school, F softball, F cheer, F everything.
Well,
and was associated with the school.
Yeah.
School found out about it, even though it was on Snapchat. Remember, kids, Snapchat, which is supposed to go away,
yeah.
didn't because somebody got a screenshot of it. And, well, suffice to say, the school decided to kick her off the team completely. Parents appealed, said, hey, free speech, was away from school, was not on school time. School said, doesn't matter. We got rights because essentially there was some bullying going on and some disrespect to the school and the coaches and things. Well, one thing leads to another. ACLU got involved and other organizations. It's before the Supreme Court today. And it's going to be one of the most monumental free speech cases in a long time.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, as I have said numerous times on my program, free speech is not free. If you read the Constitution, nowhere does it say free speech is without consequence. And consequently, the school probably has a right to take her off the team. The question is, how far does their right go when she did this off campus? But there is, you know, yep. there is consequence to free speech.
And that's what this case is really going to decide.
Now, they are citing. Art. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. But nobody stopped her from saying it.
No,
she's not in prison or anything.
No.
Now, her side is presenting an old case from the 60s, aren't they?
Yes, this is what it's based on.
Okay.
From the Vietnam War.
That, right.
About the ability for a student to protest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was an in-school case,
I think that
too.
Was in school. Yes, it was. Right.
So, again, this has to do with the school and her association with the school. But it was not in school time, and it was away from the school at the time.
Now, had she threatened anybody?
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, is that if because, you know, if somebody's bullying another student on social media, obviously the school can do what it
There's
wants
a
to
limit.
Do there, right?
Yeah, there is a
But
limit.
If she is not explicitly threatening, if she was just saying, well, the heck with everything.
There will be also a question about the 60s case. Because if I remember that right, they were protesting Vietnam,
right,
which might be construed as political speech, which might be treated differently than this speech.
That's a great, great point. Yes,
because you know, the founding fathers, when they introduced free speech to this country, were most worried about political speech.
Yeah, that's a great point too. I don't know. This is intriguing. I can't wait to see.
It's going to be interesting,
especially when you put into the public school. You know, a private school which might have more of a determination of how it's going to control an issue like this. Public schools have generally had, hey, we're public and we're open and we allow these kinds of opportunities for kids to express themselves in the classroom. The question is, of course. In the classroom, this probably would have been controlled, too. You know, dropping F-bombs and, you know.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, they would have had more rights to control it in the classroom, probably.
So that's the question. Where do the rights extend?
Right.
Where do they extend?
No, that's a great point. I bet you this might be one of those cases, too, where it's the decision is not cut right down the party lines of the court or the ideological lines. This could be
probably
mixed
not.
Up.
Well, it shouldn't
be. Could
be.
Yeah. Could be.
And you wonder, will they nuance this decision? You know,
they do very well.
They
at
do
times.
Very well saying, okay, we're allowing your free speech. However, you know, I don't know. It's fascinating. Was it supposed to be before the court today? This goes back to something else that I know you've talked about too, Art. You know, it's the toleration we have to have for people who disagree and say things. Go beyond this.
Sure.
The free speech. We've talked about this before, like in the workplace, of what you could do as an employee outside the workplace on your own time, what you might post on your own social media and Facebook and whatever, Instagram. But because people know who you are and your association with said workplace,
mm-hmm. right?
Do you have to suffer because of your association with the workplace? Might be a negative connotation there.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I don't use social media. I simply just get on the radio and say what I want to say.
Well, that's been a very difficult issue for us, of course, right, Louis, because we're associated with you, and you see.
That's right. That's right.
We've often questioned Tough. Ourselves. I'm guessing this is probably one of those, you know, this is early April. Is this one of those, well, the case and arguments are presented today, and we won't find out until, like, June,
right?
Yeah. Well, that's what they were saying. June is when they'll announce their decision. And I might have touched on it yesterday, but I didn't have time to talk about it. So it's something I was going to talk about today anyway. So it's good.
You know, but that's the thing. What if I was a high school basketball player and my team lost the game, and I'm mad at the coach? I can't go online and. Well, say something like, well, the coach made a bad decision, the coach should have played me or whatever. Now, of course, ramifications could come later, but still, yeah, I'm still maybe, but that's between the coach and the player, who knows. Should you get suspended or something like that for saying,
you have the right to say
sharing your feelings,
the coach has the right to bench you if you said it,
correct?
But the school may not have a right to suspend you because you said it.
That's what I mean.
So,
right. Yeah.
But there's still consequence.
Yeah,
the coach could bench you.
Right.
Yeah, and perhaps if she didn't have the gesture or the language, maybe that would have been a little bit, you know. Maybe the school could have been more acceptable to a student who was not happy.
Maybe, right. But again, I doubt there's any rule or law or anything on the books saying that a 14-year-old can't say that stuff off campus. So I don't know.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
I want to throw it out there just because, again, it's going before the court today, and it's going to be one you will hear about.